She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Well, I always love that introduction because it makes me very nervous, but it also makes me very excited to welcome to this segment a regular contributor, Cheryl Meyer. She is an RN and so much more, but we're going to be talking about a particular study that was actually done on cats that might have to do with our fat, all right? So stay tuned. You gotta hear us out. But this study particularly had to do with one of my favorite, I think, all-time botanicals, curcumin. And I would call you, besides everything else that I feel about you, the curcumin queen.
I will accept any royalty or any royal honor you wish to bestow.
So before we get into this, particularly this one novel study conducted in England using a certain type of curcumin in overweight pets, talk to me, like, because a lot of people get this wrong. And, I think as a naturopathic doctor, as teacher, docere means to teach. So you're always having to teach, and help people use their own mind when it comes to health. People think turmeric, right? So that lovely spice that we can get in curry and in other culinary delights is curcumin. And would you just take a couple minutes and break it all down as far as the medicinal aspects of this particular botanical?
I would be glad to. Turmeric is an awesome food and a wonderful spice, and it's also used as a natural coloring agent because it has such a bodacious color to it. So turmeric is wonderful, and if you enjoy eating turmeric, please do so and eat it bountifully. But it is not the compound that's being used as the natural medicine. Inside of turmeric is a compound called curcumin. It's actually the pigment that makes curcumin that brilliant yellow-orange color. And isn't it true that so often the very compounds that lend a color to a fruit or a plant are some of the compounds that are the healthiest, like lycopene in tomatoes, beta-carotene in carrots? Well, in turmeric, that compound is curcumin. There's over 6,000 studies done specifically on curcumin that are published in the electronic database of the National Institutes of Health. However, in turmeric, only 2% to 5% of turmeric is actually curcumin. And that's where many consumers get misled and, I believe, quite abused, because turmeric is quite inexpensive. And so there are companies that sell their products online that they don't even have a brick-and-mortar's presence, and they are making all these wild claims for curcumin and then selling turmeric products, which contain only maybe 2% curcumin. So people are thinking they're getting an awesome deal to get a big bottle for $10. But then when they take 1,000 milligrams, they're only getting 20 milligrams of curcumin. So the first step is to make sure you're getting curcumin. And the second step is that curcumin going to absorb?
Yeah. That's the big thing for me. It's like, if you're going to take a natural product, is it going to have a body claim, not just a label claim? Can you take it and can it deliver a functional, a medicinal dose that it actually has a body claim? It can do what we know these lovely medicines can do. So, all right, well, thank you for that, because I think it's very important. Now, let's get on to this study that was conducted in England using a certain type of absorbable curcumin, I should say, BCM95 curcumin. And it was done in overweight pet cats to see if they could turn those inflammatory switches, certainly that can contribute to obesity and developing more adipose tissue, around.
Well, absolutely, Dr. Holly, you hit the nail on the head. One of the issues with being overweight, whether you are a teeny tiny bit overweight or whether you are massively obese, whenever you are overweight and carrying extra fat cells in your body, it puts you in a pro-inflammatory state. Not just because you're carrying extra weight and it makes your knees work harder. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm actually talking about the balance of how your inflammatory response works in your body. It turns out that same thing happens in pets as well. So pets that are overweight also are in a pro-inflammatory state. And as we know, chronic inflammation is one of the root causes of I would say, the vast majority of chronic diseases, not just arthritis, but also things like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease, cardiovascular disease, liver disease. A lot of these, diabetes has some of the precursors to type 2 diabetes is chronic inflammation. So wouldn't it be awesome if we could turn those inflammatory markers back down again so they aren't being so potently expressed without losing weight? Now, trust me, I'm not against losing weight, but you and I both know in the work that we do with people how very difficult that is. and that some people try and try and try, and they just can't seem to find the right combination. Well, wouldn't it be just wonderful if we could help protect them against the ravages of chronic inflammation, despite the fact that they're still struggling with trying to lose the weight? Additionally, if you can reduce that inflammation, there's some indication that not having high levels of inflammation in the body can actually help you lose weight because your body metabolizes fats better. And that's exactly what they did in this study. They looked at overweight cats. Now, I want to make sure people understand these cats were not test subjects. These were people's pets that were overweight. And they were volunteered for the study to help them reduce the chronic inflammation in their body. And that's exactly what BCM95 curcumin could do. And the reason I say BCM95 curcumin is because not all curcumin is equally absorbed. And in order to have true medicinal effects in your body, first it has to get into your body. And BCM95 curcumin has 14 published studies, 9 of them human, and 2 of those human studies are looking specifically at how the product absorbs, and it absorbs up to 10 times better than plain curcumin. So if you try to use plain curcumin, you would have to take 10 times as much, and that's going to hurt your pocketbook pretty fast, and it might even upset your stomach a little bit, taking 10
right,
capsules
for sure.
instead of one, right? So that's why I want to point out this difference, is that they used a very high absorption curcumin in this kitty cat study, and they were able to turn down these inflammatory markers. One in particular is called interleukin-2. And interleukin-2 is associated with a lot of different types of inflammation in the body, but one that really jumps out is the inflammation that affects the myelin around the nerves. So in individuals, for example, with multiple sclerosis or other types of neurological diseases, it's extremely important to make sure that interleukin-2 is not going crazy in your body, that it's kind of calmed down. And it seems that, at least in this fat cat study, that's exactly what BCM95 curcumin did.
See, and I think that's amazing. And, you know, the segment before I was talking to Ray, my juice star, about genetically modified organisms and the labeling issues. And so we were encouraging, because he had done, if he sees a product that says GMO-free, he calls and says, hey, can I see the supporting documentation? Because I think that with all the confusion around everything, and just as you said, this confusion around turmeric, curcumin, the absorption, hey, can it really deliver a functional dose? We've got to encourage listeners, our consumers, to go ahead, make that call, ask for the supporting documentation. And when you have a product, BCM95, that has 14 published studies, some of them humans, it's no problem for that manufacturing company to go ahead and said, sure, here it is. And that's what we need people to start doing. That is how I think people really start getting well, because they start taking power over their health by waking up, using their mind, getting around the seductive messaging and the marketing from some of these companies, and just get the facts so they can make better decisions for themselves and their families.
You know, there's actually 9 commercial GMO crops right now. And of the 9 GMO crops that are being commercially produced, they are soy and soy oil, corn, cotton oil, canola oil, sugar from sugar beets, zucchini, yellow squash, Hawaiian papaya, and alfalfa. Those are the crops that are currently being grown that are in a commercial manner. Now, I'm not talking about experimental crops. There's a lot of others that are going on experimentally. But those are the ones that are actually out there and being grown. So if any of those ingredients or if any of those foods or things you love pop up on the label, that's when I would be of particular concern. So if you're using, for example, canola oil in your product, then and we know that a lot of companies do use canola oil. Well, where's that canola from, and do you know if it's GMO or not? Now, with turmeric, curcumin is not a crop that is grown with any genetically modified organisms, or there are no genetic modifications made to the turmeric crops around the world. So that's something that you don't have to worry about. But you still have to worry about the other stuff.
That's right. Okay, so beyond the curcumin queen, I've got the information queen, I think I'll just call you. But Cheryl Meyer, thank you so much. We're talking about BCM95 curcumin, and yet another thing it does and does well for our bodies. This is Dr. Holly Lucille on Mindful Medicine, Radio MD. Follow us on Facebook, like us on Twitter, at Your Radio MD. Stay tuned.